Hello.
Hello. From Opinion Research, we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. You want to include your opinion? Are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. House Bill 49. Currently being considered by the Florida legislature proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I don't have an opinion on it.
Okay. Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
All right. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
I oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
A little high.
Little high. All right. Thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner?
Efficient.
Efficient, all right. Shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Just to confirm, do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
I support that.
Support. Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Support.
Thank you. Veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant, trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Support.
Thank you. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
They should be required to.
They should be. Thank you. How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat unlikely.
Somewhat unlikely, okay. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Do you think they're very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
Yes.
They should. All right. Thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
They should be consistent.
Should be. All right. Thank you. Do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
They should.
They should. All right. We're halfway done. I really appreciate your time. The rest of the questions are very easy. Thanks again. So generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track?
Right track.
All right. Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
That's a tough one. They should.
Okay. Do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
All right. Next, I'll read you two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each of them, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. Number one, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Number two, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math.
Two,
all right. Your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
No.
All right, thank you. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
Yes.
You. Okay, thank you. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
Workforce. Yes.
Yes. All right. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
No.
Should not. All right. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it
more likely?
More likely. Okay. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject it?
I would reject it.
You will reject it, okay. Currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults and households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid would increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. So after hearing this, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject it?
Reject.
Reject. Thank you. We're almost done. Last couple questions. What is your age? I'll give you a list. 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Okay, do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
Grandchildren.
Okay, but not a child of your own, correct?
Not a child, no.
Okay, gotcha. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and cooperation. Enjoy the holidays.
And where are you calling from again?
Oh, Opinion Research.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Thanks.